Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Bradford, who is the Chief Innovation Officer at Interface, and we're standing here in the end of the first day at Green Build in Chicago. John, how you doing?
Doing very well. Glad to be here in Chicago.
Well, it's good to see you. I was just commenting. I don't get to see you as much as I used to. I think you're just too busy. Hey, listen, last year I came to Green Build in Phoenix, and I walked in, and there was this huge elephant in the middle of the show, and I knew what that meant. It's the elephant in the room. Carpet is made of oil. You guys were admitting that you knew that, and you were explaining to the attendees of the show kind of what you were doing to limit your dependence on oil. And now this year, you've got another message. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, this year's message is smarter than oil, and we think that, you know, it takes everyone working together to outsmart our dependence on oil. You know, one of the realizations that we've come to over the years, couple of years especially now, getting more and more in focus, is the fact that no matter how much we innovate or how much we do, we can't get there without help. We can't get there without collaboration. It's going to take us, along with our suppliers and along with our customers, locking arms and working together to break this oil addiction. You know, that's what this booth is really all about. How do we do that? How do we do that with commitment? How do we do that with collaboration? How do we do it with innovation and transparency?
All right, so those are the four. Basically, you say there's four pillars, and those are them. Commitment, collaboration,
innovation, and transparency.
Okay. One of the neat parts of that message is you're talking a language that the people who are coming here, most of the people who come to the USGBC show are green-minded, and you're talking in language that they can understand. And I think that you actually are teaching them, teaching a few of the other people that come here, where they might need to be putting their focus, aren't you?
Well, you know, everybody's at a different place in this journey, right? You start where you are, and you move from there, and different people are at different places along this journey. Our current realization is that we need each other, that everyone really needs to work together to get there, and that's kind of the message. You know, the message is let's pull it all together. Let's work together as a movement to make this thing happen and make it happen quickly.
I'm actually reminded of 2 years ago, I don't know if it was here or I think it may have been here, where you guys were rolling out somewhat of a social media that was an Interface social media. So you've actually been talking this message for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah, it's coming more and more clear into focus. And the further we get along that journey, closer to the goal we get, the more we need others.
You know, John, we do research every year and we ask the top design firms, who is the greenest company? And Interface has been up top for several years. It's been recognized, you know, with the things that Ray Anderson's been doing for many years out there talking about green. Your whole Mission Zero, where you're talking about, you know, totally taking yourself away from oil by 2020. Now, how are you doing along the path right now?
Yeah, I'd say we're a little over 50% of the way there. We probably know how to be 85% there, but we've actually acted on 50%. So there's a gap between what we know how to do and what we are able to do right now. And the gap there has to do with market pressures, right? So is the market ready for a completely recycled product? Is there enough ability to get the product back? Is there enough scale to get there? Can we capitalize all that we know in that period and justify the capitalization? So it's really about, it's as much today about what we can do in those market pressures as it is about what we know.
All right, John, one of your pillars is transparency. Tell me exactly what that means and how that resonates.
I think that there is a tension in the sustainability movement at the moment. I think there's a healthy tension at any given time in any movement, and that tension comes from the evangelists who are saying what we should do and the scientists are saying what we can do. And you know, if a movement gets too far out over its skis with evangelism, then it can lose its grounding, and if a movement gets too far grounded on science, it may not be inspirational enough to continue the momentum. And I believe that's kind of where we are. And I see our movement actually in some cases working against itself. And I believe that the way that we can all assemble together is through transparency. And that transparency means we've got to open up, we've got to show why we believe what we believe, and we've got to be able to get that done in multiple places on a similar platform, and that's what EPD's environmental product declarations do for an organization. They've been picked up in Europe. They're used widely in Europe. They're being institutionalized in Canada, and we believe that they are the pinnacle of transparency and is what this movement needs so that the evangelist and the scientist can get together and continue the momentum that's been set.
All right, John, that's one of the reasons I wanted to interview you. I knew you could explain that well because, you know, there's been a lot of talk about EPDs or environmental product declarations. Thank you for spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to John Bradford, who's the Chief Innovations Officer at Interface, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.